I've always gotten a ton of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. At Eucora, we've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 60,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off your first order at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
Feed your happy at Champaign Area Hardee's with a Western Bacon Cheeseburger for just $1.50 every Wednesday. Make it spicy with pepper jack cheese and jalapenos for only 50 cents more. Offer good at participating Champaign Area locations through August 19th. Tax not included, one order per guest. Limit 4 single cheeseburgers per order.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect. And a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by Four Winds Casino. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Josh Nelson, who is the host of the Sox Machine podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at SoxMachine_Josh. Josh, when it comes to Aloy, I love watching him hit. And I've said since probably the middle of last year that they need to take his glove away. Yeah. I don't like the fact that he has now been hurt 3 times playing left field. Can someone help him with this?
I know he wants to be a superstar and he wants to rob home runs. All outfielders want to do that. But I think he needs to take the Carlos Lee method of defensive fielding and not try, Lawrence, and just have the center fielder. Have the center fielder go get it.
I love that. Not try. A la El Caballo. That is...
El Caballo did not try. I mean, he fielded the grounders. If you hit it at him, he caught it. But he did not really try defensively.
Make me a bicycle clown!
No, he did not try it. Aloy's trying. It's just that... I don't know if the way that he's trying is conducive to him staying healthy. I still, like, every time I go back to look at him getting hurt and see that he never once looked back at the wall. where did you think you were? Because where did you think you were? And now you haven't played in a couple of games. And boy, those couple of games. There's a lot for us to discuss today. Here are our plans. Mark Grody's going to join me at 1 o'clock. He who covers the Bears beat for us and also the host of Let Me Put a List Together. That podcast is spectacular. We'll talk with him about that at 1 o'clock. The Bears brass had a meeting today before training camp starts. Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy talked to the media. There's some things I want to ask Groats about that. That exchange with those guys, so we'll talk with him. Also on the show, we plan on going back over something I was talking about yesterday where I was saying how football players, especially linemen, it makes all the sense in the world for linemen to opt out of playing this season. And I was using some examples of guys who used to play ball and then they're super skinny because of the what they have to go through to maintain weight. There's some guys that are naturally big, like Jonathan Ogden is like naturally big. But some other guys are not, and they have to work to be 300 pounds. So I'll share some of that data with you. I want to talk about the Cubs and Javi Baez. There's a lot that is on my docket for today. But we should probably start with the White Sox. Oh, and by the way, another player for the Marlins tested positive for COVID. Let's start with the White Sox, though. Let's start with them losing the doubleheader yesterday to Cleveland. And one of the biggest issues with the White Sox right now is that their starting pitching has done them no favors. It hasn't been good, like, at all. Right now, the White Sox starters have the highest ERA in baseball. In 15 and two-thirds innings pitched, which is not great for five games, their ERA is 12.64. Thank God for the Dallas Keuchel start, right? When your starters are averaging just a skosh over three innings a start through five games, you're probably bad. You're probably bad at baseball. There are a line of concerns, too. Some of that stuff has to do with the fact that Nomar Mazara is not available. He is now in Schaumburg, which is a good thing, but not available to play like the White Sox were expecting him to play. And you end up with Leury Garcia and Nicky Delmonico getting at-bats that, quite honestly, are not conducive to you winning. No diss to either guy, because I know that both those guys work hard, and Leury had the big day on, was that Saturday, when he made up for the four runs that he gave up defensively on Friday. And Nicky Delmonico is having good at-bats. He really is. But he's a guy that belongs at the end of your bench. And as it stands right now, he's had more at-bats than Yasmani Grandal and Edwin Encarnacion. That's not good. That's not a good thing. Before I let you hear from Ricky Renteria, and I'm a big believer in allowing people to speak for themselves when it comes to this, I had this thought, and the thought was that even if the White Sox wanted to let Ricky go, could they really do it? In the middle of all of this, could you fire a manager? It feels like the answer is probably no. And you know me. You know that I'm not the fire the coach, fire the manager dude. That is not how I am wired. I think things are complex. But you also know that this is not the first time that I've had issues with the way that Ricky Renteria manages. And in the scope of a 60-game season, the decisions that he makes are amplified. They just are. Herbie, let's go back to the Rick Hahn cut for a second. So we had Rick Hahn on the show last Friday, you know, when things were hopeful as the White Sox were getting ready to start their season. And I asked Rick about the expansion of playoffs and the effect that that could have on the White Sox.
selfishly, I'm a big fan of it. First of all, in 2020, why not? Let's try some different things. You know, people obviously are going to have different opinions about the 10th inning rule and the expanded playoffs and the designated hitter in the National League, and that may go against some traditionalist sensibilities. But if ever there was a time to try something different, it's the 2020 season. For me personally, or from a selfish standpoint, I love the idea that the chances for us to get some October experience have improved. Now, the goal remains the same as it was when we woke up yesterday, and that's to win the division and lock in that spot. But if we do wind up with one of the expanded spots, that's going to serve us well for the long term. You know, again, we're teaching this team how to win, and it was never just about one season. So if we get experience in 2020 that's going to help us in 21 and beyond, fantastic.
Right. And you've played five games, and yes, it's five games. Was it 8%, 8.3% of your schedule has been played? And you're already three games back. Because the Twins came in here and just ate. And yesterday you have two starters. I'll give Ricky this credit. Him pulling Cease, because that was getting ready to go down a real bad road. And I was probably most excited outside of Giolito of seeing Rodon be back. And I get it. It's been a while since he's been in competitive baseball games, and you have to give guys time to get where they need to go. But this is one of those seasons where you kind of can't. If your aspirations are to be a playoff team, the pressure to produce is on immediately. And patience is great. You're going to hear Ricky talk about patience in a little bit. But come on. This is not the start that they were expecting. This is not the start that the White Sox fan base was expecting. White Sox Squadron, is that what we end up calling them? No one was expecting this. And you still have Ricky talking about Luis Robert and like, oh, we're still going to bat him lower in the order. And the reason they were going to bat him lower in the order is because we don't put any pressure on him. I got some news for you. The one White Sox that doesn't look like he's under any pressure right now is Luis Robert. And maybe Tim Anderson after yesterday, but before that, what was he, 0 for 18? Robert doesn't seem like the pressure bothers him at all. And those are things that you're going to have to recognize inside of a 60-game season. I get that it is inherently unfair to judge players and a manager inside of a 60-game season. But with Ricky, this goes back a ways. This goes back to his lineups. This goes back to him batting TA in the seventh hole for forever. It goes back a ways. And you could also make an argument about how the team is constructed. You clearly have a DH that is playing left field. But he can't DH because you've got a DH at first and an actual DH. Your depth, as far as the outfield goes, has already been stressed. You're asking Leury García and Nicky Delmonico to play in games that they're not supposed to be playing in. Those are guys who are supposed to play twice a week. And they've been in every lineup. Like that's the type of stuff that is going to get you beat in a short season. Let's hear from the manager of the White Sox. Ricky Renteria had some things to say about this start that they are on, and it starts with him giving an update on Nomar Mazara and Aloy.
Well, he just reported, so he's got to go through some workouts, and we'll find out how he's doing. I mean, he'll let us know. I think he's been down for what, a week, 10 days maybe. So he'll have to, you know, bring himself back up to speed. As far as Eloy, he was checked out again. Everything looks really good. Followed all the protocol to BP today. We're hoping, to get clearance for him here in the next few days, if not sooner. But everything's been checked out and he looks good. But we still have to go through the protocol of submitting all the information to MLB before they decide they'll clear him.
Figa, go ahead.
Ricky, I mean, do you feel like these shorter outings from the starters thus far is mostly just driven by finding their command, or is it a degree of they're not all the way up to you would just let them run for 100 pitches that you're still kind of graduating them up at this point?
Well, I guess they're not graduating up as they would be in the normal course of playing the season. We've tried to ramp them up as much as we could. Obviously, we're still monitoring. In this instance, today with Lowe's, you know, we have some parameters that we're following because he is still recovering, right? And so we're watching his pitch count. He was getting beyond a certain limit that we had established. We were hoping he was going to be able to get through that fourth at least. We were trying to get 5 and 75 out of him today. And we were at 4 and 72 or 73 maybe. So we're still being very mindful of what he's doing. Some of his stuff looked really good today. I know he gave up a 3-run homer. I think it was 3-run homer. But he was throwing the ball. We saw some sharpness to him. You know, we saw some life to his fastball. I think he's on a good track. And, again, we're hoping that we get our starters a little bit deeper. Efficiency seems to be right now what we're looking for, more strikes. And we'll keep moving along. Obviously, we have to do it sooner rather than later, man. Everybody understands that, to give ourselves a chance. So that's what we got to try to do.
Chris Levine, next.
Ricky, are you concerned about the residual effect on the bullpen and how that's kind of mounting up here? That's the usual case when your starters don't go any length.
Always, always, Bruce. We're always mindful of usage, you know, how many times you get them up, innings pitched, how many days I can get them in between. And sure, it can sure take its toll on them, for sure. You know, and that's where you guys are talking about how can we possibly turn this around. Hopefully Lucas gives us a nice start tomorrow, eats up some innings, and we can push it all back. We were trying to stay away from all the, you know, from Baum and from, you know, Colomé hadn't thrown, so we needed to get him out there today, and Marshall was able to give us an inning here. But we were trying to stay away from our strength as much as we could today to allow them to kind of recover, especially having had the rain yesterday. And then we got a day off coming up, day off tomorrow, which will give us another breath. But we need it's no secret, we need our starter. So we need a nice start tomorrow from Lucas. We're trying to stay optimistic, and we believe that he's capable of doing it. Obviously, you guys have seen him do it. He's one of the guys that's helped us come out of us pins before.
I don't know. Ricky, Encarnacion took that ball off his hand in the first game. Did that impact why he wasn't playing in the second game?
No, we just wanted to give some of our lefties some at-bats. I wanted Zach to get up some at-bats. You know, you haven't really seen them out there very much. We want to give him an opportunity. And Edwin ain't going to complain about anything. You know, he took it in the fingers, but he was fine. He could have gone if we wanted to. Yeah.
Regan?
Ricky, you've trusted Nicky in some big roles so far in the early going. Obviously, gave you the RBI knock at the end of the game today. What have you seen from his at bats that have fortified in your mind to put him where you put him?
Well, listen, he's going to hit anywhere I put him. The reality is he tries to give us a good at bat every time he's in the box. He squared up squared up the ball to right to kind of start it off and. You know, we're hoping we're going to be able to build on some of that. But he just gives us solid at-bats. He understands the game. He's out there. He can play he obviously plays the outfield and the other positions. But we're going to continue to use him. We're still trying to make sure that we can get everybody back. You know, some of our guys, we'd like to get Eloy back and Maz back at some point in time, in which case, you know, you'll see a little difference in the outfield. But They do a good enough job to help us try to win ball games, and I think he's a fine major league player.
Brad Valentini.
Hey, Ricky, I feel like I look more tired than you. You're sick. It's been a long day for you. How are you holding up, and how'd you get through it?
No, it's fine. I mean, this is what we do. I'm glad to be able to get back on the field. You know, these guys, they're the ones that are they're going through the rigors. I mean, they're the ones that have pushed themselves, try to get themselves ready for the season. Not just these guys, every single club in Major League Baseball, all these men have tried to put themselves and push themselves to get ready for this thing. And, you know, we're just, what, 4 or 5 days into it, and we're hoping to be able to survive it, to be honest. And I think